उसके बाद मैं कहा दिन रात, ये तो हुई समय की बात, लेकिन हम एक दिन के समय में न जाने कितनी ही परिस्थितियों से गुजरते हैं। इसी प्रकार हमको एक ही जगह तो रहते नहीं, अलग अलग स्थान पे भी घूमते रहते हैं, तब क्या करेंगे। कभी अकेले हैं, कभी लोगों के साथ में है, कभी रोग में है, कभी योग में है, कभी भोग में है, उस समय क्या करेंगे। तो यहां पर ये भजन कहता है उस समय भी भगवान का भजन करो, केवल सुबह ही नहीं, केवल दिन रात में नहीं। तो सुनिए आगे,
session we discussed karan shariram kim. The summary will be given by Vivek ji, and Vivek ji wanted only 2 minutes. How many minutes, Vivek ji?
5 minutes.
2 or 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay, so Vivek ji will summarize in 5 minutes. Yes.
Based on what you explain and what I understood, I'm going to explain. So of course, if I'm missing something, it's because of my understanding. So please excuse me. So Karana Shariram Kim, the way the shloka goes, it is a definition of Karana Sharira, and we have seen all the various previous two bodies which were explained earlier. So let's look at Karan Sharira definition. I'll read the shloka. So Karana Shariram Kim Anirvacha Avidya Rupam Shariradvasya Karana Matram Satsvarupa Jnanam Ajnanam, sorry, Satsvarupa Jnanam Nirvikalpa Rupam यदस्ति तत् कारण शरीर रूपम्। सो देर आर मेनी टर्म्स हियर, सो वील गो थ्रू ईच ऑफ दिस टर्म्स। फर्स्ट इज दैट इट्स अविद्या रूपम। अविद्या रूपम मीन्स इट्स इग्नोरेंस, इट्स ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। सो इट्स वन ऑफ द इजी वे टू लुक एट इग्नोरेंस मीन्स दैट इट्स समथिंग विच वी डोंट नो अबाउट। सो दैट्स एज सिंपल एज दैट। And I thought it would be easy to see from practical perspective. So I brought a simple example. So I have a pack of cards. I mean, I also didn't know I had a pack of cards. So till I was going to bring it. So that's the whole part being that what is there behind this card? We are ignorant of that fact. So that is basically ignorance, right? I mean, you don't know what is there. That is ignorance. Simple definition of ignorance. And Uncle Ji explained also very nicely going forward about what ignorance was. But taking that forward, that is simple ignorance as such. Now, why is it anirvachya or inexplicable? That's the next step. It is very difficult to explain. It is ignorance itself on its own is not associated with any object. It's not. It doesn't have any objective nature as such. It is not. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't. It doesn't have any name which you can associate it with it because it's ignorance. It is associated with the object. It comes in only because there is an object which is existing. It will not be there if there is no object. So if you, the same thing about that, knowing that there is a card here, only then we'll try to know that, oh, what is behind the card. If we don't know there is a card, we don't know, we wouldn't even know there is ignorance. So of what is behind the card. So that's the one of the ways of looking at why ignorance is so difficult to describe, because it is associated with the object and it doesn't exist without that object being there. Okay. Now, taking it further, we go to the next part, which is it's anadi. Again, the part being that it is beginningless. So why is it beginningless? I didn't know I was going to bring a pack of cards last week. I didn't know I was going to present here last week. So I didn't know. At the same time, everybody here, I mean, if I look at just my understanding, since when I didn't know, so I didn't know the week before that, I didn't know the week. So there is no beginning to it. It's completely beginningless. So it's pretty simple in that way that ignorance always is beginningless. We become aware of the ignorance at any time, but the ignorance itself is beginningless. That ignorance of what is behind, what something is, if we have a ignorance, then it is going to be beginningless because we just became aware of that, oh, we are ignorant of something, but it is beginningless. So that it's a little bit complicated, complex, but a concept, but I think it is pretty simple in the terms of, I looked at the same thing as pack of cards. If I open up a pack of cards, the way the cards are, what is in there is already there, the knowledge is there. But I don't know what is inside there. I didn't know it today. I didn't know what was there yesterday. I didn't know what was there before also. So it's ignorance always is of the nature of beginningless. Okay. We go to the next part, which is why it is also the reason or for the It is the reason for the two bodies which we saw earlier, the subtle body and the gross body. So why it is the reason for the two bodies which we saw earlier? So when we look at this ignorance of karan sharira, it is the ignorance of what our true nature is. And our true nature is happiness, self. But being ignorant of that fact, we try to look for that outside in the world of objects. Now, and this whole concept of ignorance is so powerful. I mean, it's like if a magician comes and he opens up this pack of cards and he tells exactly what card is what without even looking at that pack, we feel that he is very powerful. He, you know, that whole thing of something which we are ignorant about. How he is doing it, we don't know. If we are ignorant about that fact, we feel he's very powerful. It's an amazing trick for us, right? As long as we don't know how he is doing it, it's amazing. So that's the ignorance is very powerful from that perspective. And that same magic kind of or power of magic or power of ignorance is being shown in this real world too. We are ignorant of the self, of who we are. Having that ignorance, this whole thing looks very real. And we associate happiness with everything, all our transactions in this world. We believe that happiness is going to come from this real world. And that power is what is kind of making us keep on doing it again and again and again. Because we are not getting,
we are not addressing the cause of trying to understand that magic trick. We are trying to just say, okay, this is really powerful. I sometimes when I interact with this world, I get happiness. Sometimes I get sorrow. But it is, I think I'll, next time when I interact with it again, I'll get happiness. So it keeps on, we keep on continuing to experience the magic. It's like looking at the same magic trick again and again because it looks amazing. But not knowing that it is a trick, it's being ignorant of the fact that it is a trick. Assuming that, it's magic, it's really magic. So if we take that back to our understanding from vasanas again here, so when we interact with this world, we either get happiness or sorrow. Happiness or sorrow again leaves an impression on us in the form of vasanas. I mean, we call it tendencies, which again prompt us to kind of go and pursue the same kind of experience or similar experiences in the world. So this whole cycle is making us act in this world. That's the way we can look at how vasanas influence us. Now this same, we also saw so vasanas was the reason why we got the previous two bodies. We saw that in the previous two shlokas, right? So now this karana sharira being also is because is of the nature of ignorance, and this ignorance is also making us act in the world, which is causing these tendencies, which makes karana sharira and vasanas the same. So that is why it is also the reason for the existence of the two bodies which we have from before. So that's the other part of the shloka which says that it is the reason for the two bodies, subtle body and the gross body. Okay, and then, time is running. So that's good enough. Thank you, Uncle.
Yeah. Let me summarize quickly. So karan sarir, what is the karan sarir? Karan sarir is abhidya. Abhidya of what? It's not objective things. It's a subjective. We are ignorant about true nature. That is abhidya. And it is anirvachaniya. It cannot be described. Why it cannot be described? Anything, it in a particular manner, it cannot be described. And what is that particular manner? It is neither sat nor it is sat, asat. Sat means which stays for three period of time. Avidya, we cannot say it will stay for three period of time because it will end with vidya. And we can't say it is asat, it is not existing in three period of time. It is existing because we are suffering. So neither we can say it is sat nor asat. So it is anarvachani in that concept. Next term is anadi. Adi means beginning. Anadi means beginningless. If we put a date that I am ignorant of computer from 1st January 2015, then what will happen? So what was the status before 1st January 2015? Was I ignorant or knowledgeable? If I put a date, what will happen? Then you have to explain what was the situation before that date. Before that date, still you were ignorant. So you cannot say ignorance is coming out of ignorance. If you say there was a knowledge, from knowledge, ignorance cannot come. If you say no, it was not a knowledge, it was not an ignorance, it was a void, sunya. From sunya also, nothing can come. So it's anadi. Then next is sarir dvaya karan matra. Karan is the cause. Why it is the cause? It's the vasana. Why the vasana? It is a vidya kam karma, you know all this thing. Then sarir dvaya karan matra. Next is sat sarup agyanam. What is this? This is agyan. Agyan of what? We are not talking about the agyan of computer, chemistry and physics. We are talking about the agyan of sat sarupa. Nirvikalpak rupam. There is no difference. In agyan, there is no difference. In gyan, there is difference. I am graduate, I am master degree holder, I am PhD, I am Nobel laureate. There are different steps in the gyan. But in agyan, it's homogeneous. There are no differences. Yadasti tat karan sariram. That is called karan sarir. I hope you have understood. You have to finish your 5 minutes. And you know, I am telling you, if you try to complete all the points in 5 minutes, it requires at least 2 hours homework. How much I have to speak and to cover everything. Now coming to the next. So in our definition of Atma, sthula, three sarir we have completed. Then comes pancha kosa atita. For the time being, keep it in a bell. Now the third line. Now we are taking the avasthatraya sachi. Avasthatraya kim? Jagrat swapna susuptaya avasthaha. Avasthatraya. What are these three states? There is it. Jagrat, waking state. Then swapna, dream state. And deep sleep state. Susupti is the deep sleep state. We can categorize our all experiences in three categories. First is the experience of the physical world. Physical world. How many objects are there in physical world? Now you can say, only five. I am showing you. Five. What are those? Sabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandha. There are only five objects. So we have the experience of these five objects. Then experience of emotions, desire, anger, lust, greed, love. These are all emotions. We have experience of this also. And experience of intellect, like decision, ideas, these are concepts. These are all experience at the intellect level. These all experiences are temporary. They come and go. That is the nature of all experiences. They are time bound. And the second is the sapna state, dream state, and third is deep sleep state. So there are three states. In waking state, we have experience of objects, emotions, and the concepts and ideas. Now coming next to jagrat avastha. Now out of these three states, now we will take up first the jagrat avastha. What are these three states? Word by word, Shankaracharya is going to give us the definition of each word. Now jagrat avastha. What is this jagrat avastha? Jagrat avastha ka? Srutradi gyanindriyai? Sabdadi viseischa? Gyayate? Iti yasa jagrat avastha sthula sarira abhimani atma visvityuchyate. Three components are essential for jagrat avastha. First is organs of perception, srotradi gyanendriyai. Srotra, organs of perception. Five gyanendriyai. And sabdadi vishesha, corresponding sense objects. For this, sound, form, smell, then taste and touch. So five we say, five organs of perception and five objects. And then there should be a transaction. During jagrat avastha, during waking state, there is a transaction. Why there is a transaction? Because this body is the bhoga ayatanam. It is abode. And the transaction is continuously going on. We are perceiving sense object and we are responding. So that is continuously. Here indriya means what? Here indriya doesn't mean the golaks. This is the outer apertures. We are not talking about these outer apertures. We are talking about the faculty by which these organs are able to see. The eyes may be there, the golak may be there, but if the subtle indriya, the faculty inside is not there, this eye may not be able to see. Or the inner faculty is there, but this aperture is not working, then also I can't see. So here indriya means the subtle thing, the faculty. It is the part of subtle body. And all these three things are required for experience. Suppose the organs are there, but the object is not there. Can you experience? Organ is there, but the eyes are not there. I can't experience. Eyes are there, object is also there, but I am not experiencing, my mind is not there. I'm walking on the road, my friend is coming from the other side. Even my eyes are open, I am not able to see him. Why? Because the mind is somewhere else. So all three are required for experience. And gross body can function only when subtle body and causal body is also active. So in Jagrat Avastha, all bodies are active. Causal body, Karan Sarir, Sushma Sarir and Sthula Sarir. There is a sense of doership and enjoyership in Jagrat Avastha. This point is to be noted, it's important. Only in Jagrat Avastha there is a sense of doership and enjoyership. And waking world seems to be real and solid. Why? Because there we see the cause and effect relationship. Number one, there is a cause and effect relationship. In the whole world you will find cause and effect relationship. Number two, we are utilizing these things. Chair we are utilizing, table we are utilizing, whiteboard we are utilizing, mic we are utilizing. There is a utility. They give us some service. Number three, we are continuously seeing it. Every day, even after we wake up, we see the same thing again and again. So there is a longevity factor there also. And fourth is, we are associated with them, and because of our association with all the objects of the world, we enjoy and suffer. So for these four reasons, the whole world appears to be real to us. Sthula Sarir Abhimani Atma Viswa Ityuchyate. Sthula Sarir Abhimani Atma. The technical word given is Viswa, because I experience the whole world. So the technical term is given Viswa. Here Atma doesn't mean the self. Here Atma means limited ego. Ego associated with the gross body is called Viswa. It's a technical point here. You must be very careful. The word Atma doesn't mean here the self. The self associated with the gross body has become ego, and this ego is meant here. Going over that. You see, in different places the word Atma will come. Guru will explain you that this Atma here means body, here Atma means mind, here Atma means intellect, here Atma means self. At different places the meaning will be different. Is it mystic language? The whole Vedas are in the mystic language. Unless somebody explains you here this means this, you will not be able to derive the meaning of the statement. Here Atma means it's associated with the gross body, it has become limited ego. And that has happened because of we have not done the vichar, we have not done the right thinking. Avichara krito bandha vicharena nivartate. Because we have not discriminated properly, there is a bandhan. The moment you do the vichar, the moment you start discriminating, this bondage will be over. Now, Sapnavastha, next. Sapnavastha keti chet. Jagratvasthayam. Yad drishtam. Yad srutam. Tad janita vasanaya. Nidra samaye. Ya prapanchah pratiyate sa sapna avastha sukshma sharira abhimani atma tejas ityuchyate sapna avastha keti chet. If asked, what is this sapna avastha? If somebody asks you, what is this dream state? Then what we'll say, yad drishtam, whichever is seen, whatever I have seen, yat srutam, whatever I have heard, tad janita vasanaya, by the impressions left by those seeing and hearing, nidra samaye, at the time of dream, at the time of sleep, ya prapancha, the world, pratiyate, experienced, sa sapnavastha, that is dream state. Sapnavastha keti che jagravastham, what is the basis? Basis of dream? Basis of dream is jagratavastham, yad drishtam, yad srutam. Out of five organs of perception, only two organs of perceptions are stayed here. Yat drishtam, whatever is seen and whatever is heard. Out of the five organs, the maximum perception is only by two. Whatever we see and whatever we hear, smell, touch, taste, they have got limited role to play. But the most of the experience happened with eyes and ear. So that is why only two are mentioned here. Yat drishtam, yat srutam. So whatever you see or whatever you hear, they leave an impression in your mind. Whatever you see and hear, everything is kept in the impressions there. Tad janitam vasana nidra samaye prapancha pratiyate sa sapnavastha. So by upalachana, although it is mentioned only two, seeing and hearing, but we have to take all five. What with these five organs of perception, whatever we experience, there is an impression in our mind. That is the basis. Everybody wants to know what is the source of this dream. So it is very clearly, Shankaracharya said, it is your own experience. It may be in this life or it may be in the previous lives. That is the basis of your dream. If you want to know the quality of your vasana, watch your dream. Everybody wants to know, what is my quality of vasana? If you are seeing vulgar dreams, your vasanas are vulgar. If you are dreaming a lot, your vasanas are good vasanas. If you want to know what is the nature of my vasana, see your dream. Analyze, you will find the nature of your vasana. In dream, there is no intellect. Intellect is not working, only it is the mind which is functioning. Since intellect is not there, there is no doership. Be very careful. Intellect is not working in the dream. Number two, there is no doership there. Since there is no doership, there is no papa punya in dream. No papa punya in the dream? Yes, no papa punya. Gurudev used to give a beautiful example. I don't see eye to eye, my uncle, he always curses me, but I can't say anything in front of him because he is my uncle. In dream, I found him, I murdered him, cut into pieces, made 56 bottles of pickles, distributed. Early morning, I got up, I called police. Police came. I said, I have murdered my uncle and made pickle. You arrest me and take me to the court. Police said, your uncle is sitting here. I can't arrest you. Police went away. It shows the doership was not there. Karta bhav was not there. So no papa punya. Although I murdered my uncle, no papa punya, no actions required. Mind creates the whole world, including the dreamer. This dreamer is different from the waker. At this point of time, we are all waker. Why? Because the gross body, subtle body, and the causal body all are active. In dream state, gross body is not active, but the subtle body and causal body is active. But the mind makes both the dreamer and the dream world. Swapna Purus and the whole Swapna world is created by the mind. It is the greatest fraud. You cannot be subject and object at the same time. Mind has become the dreamer, Swapna Purus, which is different from the waker, and also has created the dream world. So So mind has become both the subject and the object. The same thing can never become both subject and object. If it becomes, then we call it that creation is false. When we wake up, what do we say? Dream is real or false? We say false. So what is the science behind it? The science behind it is that anything which becomes both subject and object, so creation coming out of that will be false. Do you all agree, na? Don't agree? Agree? Now, if you agree, apply it on the world. Who is the material cause of this world? Panch Mahabhut, who has given? From Brahman, Brahman it's coming. Who is the efficient cause? Brahman. Who is the instrumental cause? The creation will be false or real? So first we have to ascertain in ourselves, if my mind becomes both the material cause, the instrumental cause, and the efficient cause, and when I come to waking state, that is important. So long you are in the dream state appears real. When you come out of the dream state, when you come to the waking state, then you say the dream is false. Similarly, when you come to the fourth state means knowing your own self. When you come to the Turiya state, God realization state, from that platform you will find. But so long you are in the world is real. Why it is real? In Jagrat Avastha, I have already explained, it is real. It seems to be everywhere. How it can be falsified? It can be falsified. If you can understand the creation made by mind is false, why it is false, apply the same formula on the world, you will find the world is also false. So internal vasana pressures is required for the dream. And those are the weak vasanas, and they will erupt there. Simple example, I am angry with the acharya, but I can't sow. In dream you can sow. So vasana will be exhausted. Your vasana that in waking state, I was angry with acharya, but could not express it at that time. I was smiling, but in dream state, I got hold of acharya, then I, whatever I wanted to express, I expressed at that time. So vasana of that waking state is gone now. It is exhauster of vasana. Dream state is exhauster of vasana. Since the intellect is at rest, whatever you have seen and heard, you will find the whole thing is garbled there. It is not appeared like in the waking state. Suppose in the waking state you have seen an elephant going, and you have also seen a girl wearing a mini skirt and high heel shoe. In the dream what we are seeing, the elephant has come with the mini skirt, high heel shoe, and pressing the bell at your door, dream. Why? The intellect is not there. That is why the whole thing is garbled there. And it says, a dream lasts hardly for 2.5 minutes, 2.5 minutes, but you may be seeing the whole century, whole life of a person, or maybe 2-3 generations you may be able to see, but it is said it is only 2.5 minutes. Very good. Ego identified with the subtle body and causal body is called Tejas. It is effulgent, it is the light. And such mind, you can see the power of mind, you can see in the dream state, how powerful it is. It can create the whole world. But in whose light do you see the dream? When you are seeing the dream, your all senses are closed. There is no outside light also. Intellect is not working, senses not working. But still you are seeing the dream. Your eyes are closed, but you are seeing the dream. In whose light you are seeing that? That is the light of consciousness. That is the light of Atman, in which you see the dream. Then what is the purpose of analyzing dream? People are more interested in analyzing the dream. I have seen this dream. What does that mean? That is the question asked by many people. I have seen early morning, so this must be true. I have seen this and this. What does that mean? What is its implication? But Vedanta says you should interpret the dream only to understand Atman. There is no other purpose. We have to analyze and understand dream just to understand the Atman. Atman is neither the Vishwa nor the Tejas. Who is Vishwa and Tejas? Vishwa and Tejas? Who has become Vishwa and Tejas? Limited ego. Limited ego has become Vishwa and Tejas. Atman is not Vishwa and Tejas. It's the limited ego which has become. Sakshi is the illuminator of knowership, doership, and enjoyership. Sakshi is the illuminator of knowership, doership, and enjoyership. But Sakshi is not the knower, doer, and enjoyer. Sakshi is illuminator of knowership, doership, and enjoyership. But Sakshi itself is not knower, doer, or enjoyer. Who is a Sakshi? Atman, conditioned by upadhi, body is called. No, the Brahman conditioned by body is called Atman, Sakshi. Sakshi in no way is affected by the actions of body. Sakshi is no way affected by the actions of body. The classic example given by Thakur Ramakrishna is, the street light is never affected by the procession of marriage or procession of funeral. It illumines. A street light illumines the marriage procession. Does it get affected in any way? No. If the funeral procession comes, it also illumines that. Similarly, Sakshi is only illuminator. It's never affected by it. Now the next question is any vasana formed in dream state? No vasanas are formed in the dream state. In waking state, vasanas are formed. Many people ask this question. I am seeing the dream. Is any vasana formed there? No, no vasanas are formed there. Vasanas are exhausted. But if you start remembering the dream again, again, and again, vasana will come. Otherwise, it is vasana exhauster. Weak vasana will exhaust there. But if you continue to remember it again and again, again, and again, then the vasana will be formed. Do the children also see the dream? Newly born babies, they have not seen anything, they have not heard anything. Newly born babies, no? Yes, they see. You will find them smiling, crying. Yes, previous vasanas coming. They also see. Agyan can be removed by gyan. No, the experience, you see, the experience in the waking state and dream state which are weak, they manifest at that time and they get exhausted also. No new vasanas are formed because generally we don't remember dream. Is it not so? We don't remember. But if you start remembering again and again, then the vasana will form. Otherwise, all existing vasanas cannot be exhausted in dream. No, no, no. The strong vasanas, those can be exhausted only in the jagrit, in the waking state. Because your whole life is governed by your vasanas. That is the karan sarir. According to your vasana, you became engineer. According to other person's vasana, he became doctor. Somebody is doing something else. And they are acting accordingly. Everybody is doing acting according to their vasana. So the deep-rooted vasanas can be experienced or exhausted only in the waking state. But by knowledge, you can remove it. By knowledge, in one stroke, you can remove it, provided you come to know the science behind it, how it is working. That is why it is said in Sthita Pragya Lachan, Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan. Prajahati, when you are able to kill. Prajahati Kaman, your desires, your vasana, Sarvan. It was never said by Lord that you reduce it to 99.9. let there be 0.1% there. No. Dehati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan, where are they? They are in your mind. Atmane atmanatusta tada sita pragyasu uchate. And you are satisfied with your atman. You are abiding in your atman. Then it is possible. So one thing is clear, that you can exhaust your vasana. It is possible. But you have to know the science, how to exhaust that. And it can be exhausted. So who is going to present Jagrat Avastha and Sapna Avastha? I will give only 5 minutes. And at just after 5 minutes, I will... Okay. Jagrat is easy. I want to... Jagrat they will understand. Sapna Avastha is difficult. Volunteer Sapna Avastha. Okay. I will volunteer myself. I understand that you have not understood well. I have to again take up this. Good. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.